You're listening to More Mojo for Mums, the place to be to learn about bringing mindfulness, mindset and intention to your life now that you're a mum. My name's Naomi Wolfson. I'm a therapist, coach and the mum of two, Jasper who's four, Evie who's two. I hope you enjoy. So I've been having a lot of conversations with both friends and clients over the last few weeks about the fact that it really seems that in a lot of households, they've actually gone back in time at the minute. So not only has coronavirus shifted things and closed down schools and nurseries, but yes, people have time travelled back to the 50s, where the men work and earn the money and the women do absolutely everything else. And this isn't the case in every home, obviously. And there are a lot of guys who are really, really stepping up and really playing their part. But for quite a lot of people, quite a lot of women, are really struggling at the minute that because their partners are the main breadwinner, they're either still going out to work if they have a role that allows them to do that, or they're at home in the office or spare bedroom or wherever, working 9 to 5. And the mum is the one who is taking over childcare, all housework, providing food, meals, laundry service, etc., etc., homeschooling, while also, in quite a lot of cases, doing her own job. And I suppose there's so many people that I'm like, you know, how is that working? Like, how? Just how? And pretty much it's not, because you can't physically do everything and be everything to everybody. So something has to give, but it really seems in the majority of cases what's giving is the mental health of the mum. Because what else is going to give? There is no other area. So it's back to, you know, when the kids are really little, it's this all-encompassing, full-on space. But as they get bigger, we send them off to nursery and preschool or childminders, and we get a little bit of freedom back, and it feels amazing. And all of that overnight has gone, and we are back to being with our kids 24/7. And so I'm putting together a kind of resource of what we can do, how we can adapt to this new stage in our lives. So today is the last day of 5 days, 5 ways to calm. If you missed it, don't worry, you can still come and join the group. All of the resources are just going to stay there live. It's a free Facebook group. I'll put the link in the show notes. So you can just calm. Bike. You can just come, and each day I share little video and little techniques of how to stay calm in the moment. But I found quite a lot of mums are saying, well, I don't even have time to watch a 5-10 minute video. I literally have no time whatsoever to myself. I don't even get to pee on my own anymore because my kids are just with me the whole time. And either their partners are helping a bit or their partners aren't helping because they're working. And I was talking about how we need to dial down the expectations we're putting on ourselves. So really, really dial it back, the expectations that we think everybody else is putting onto us. So that's our kids, our work, our partner. Dial all of that back so that we can dial up a little bit for us. Because like that one walk a day, obviously, you know, great if you can go out on your own, but generally you're like, well, I do need to take the kids outside as well. So but try, like, it's not just try, it's like you have to find some time for you, even if that is just 10 minutes where you just, you know, go sit at the bottom of the garden on your own and just have a cup of tea without anyone asking anything of you. And I was talking about how we need to talk to our partners and say to them, you know, you're not working from home at the minute. This isn't usual just working from home because, like, the car's broken. You're trying to work from home during a global crisis. So instead of your partner giving, like, 100% of his time and energy and focus to his job, dial that down. Give 70%. 70%, unless his job is really vital to, like, society and overcoming coronavirus right now, dial it down. He's not going to lose his job. He's, you know, just dial down the energy and attention, you know, if he can. Obviously, I have no idea what your partner may be doing. But dial that down to give you some time back. Because if you're feeling massively under pressure and massively like, wow, the hell am I going to do this? Pass some of that on to your partner. It shouldn't just be, all right, your partner works 9 to 5, you know, gets his lunch break to sit and have a break for an hour where you don't get any break whatsoever from the kids. No, it needs to be shared. It needs to be a balance. So dial it down, and you're not saying, you know, the ideal would be if it could be, okay, right, 50-50 housework, 50-50 childcare, and you can work that around a working day. So if your partner has to work, say, 9 to 5, well, okay, he can get the kids up and he can give them breakfast while you go for a walk early on your own, and then you'll come take over at 9 o'clock. Because actually, for a lot of partners, they've gained some time, because that commute time where they were walking, cycling, driving, whatever, to work, they've now gained that beautiful free time in their life. You can have that time. Ask for it. Say, right, your commute time is now when you're looking after the kids, so I can do something else. And make sure you're doing something for you first before that's unloading the dishwasher, sorting the house out, blah, blah, blah. Really ask yourself that question. What do I need? Not what do I need to do today, what do I need? And for most of you, it seems to be what you are crying out for at the minute is just a little bit of time on your own. A little bit of breathing space where you can just exist for a moment and catch your breath. But it's up to you to create that space for yourself, to ask for what you need. Ask your partner to support you. If you don't have a partner, then ask a friend or a family member to entertain the kids via Zoom while you go in the other room or go in the garden, or you just have a little break for yourself. There are ways of getting what you want. You're just going to have to think outside the box a bit. So, okay, you can't get someone round to watch the kids, but they could watch the kids on Zoom and you could be within ear distance, so if something happens, you can obviously go in and intervene and check they're okay. But, you know, we'll just stick on the screen, just thinking of other things. You know, everyone should definitely be using, like, their TV credits and their Corona TV credits and then extra credits, sanity credits. So, you know, our kids are going to survive if they have, like, 3 times as much TV as normal. They're not going to survive if you have an emotional or physical breakdown because you literally haven't been able to wee on your own for 2 weeks. Because, yeah, I'm really passionate about this subject. Pretty much, yeah, a couple of years back, I was just, like, right in the thick of it of a toddler and a one-year-old. And both of them just wanted me, continuously touching me the whole time. And it was suffocating, absolutely suffocating. And I needed time on my own. And even if it was really short periods of time, and even just time one-on-one with each child, that's really important. It's a really important dynamic in our family that we found that, you know, now nearly 5, nearly 3, if I don't have one-on-one time with each of them, their behaviour deteriorates, the fighting between them gets worse. So setting that up as well, and doing it in whatever way you can. This is about getting really creative here. Like, you know, there's all these things we can't do at the moment, but what can you do? And focus on that. So yeah, come and join the More Mojo for Mums chat group. We're going to be talking about this more over the coming weeks and how we can support each other, and that's both emotionally but also with like physical suggestions of, have you tried this? You know, this worked well for me. Why don't you try this? Because we're stronger together. You know, that's the hashtag at the moment, isn't it? Stronger together. We don't need to do this on our own. We are alone in our houses. But we can all get together. We have so much technology to bring us together. And by thinking about things in a different way to normal, that's when new ideas come up. So yep, I shall see you in the group. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked what you heard, then please subscribe to this podcast and drop me a review or a star rating. Head over to moremojoformums.co.uk, pop your details in, and I'll send you your 3-minute reset button, MP3 and video pack. And this is a fantastic tool, which is a combination of mindfulness, hypnosis, NLP, CBT, EFT and acupressure that you can use whenever your kids are pressing your buttons and you just need to reset and get yourself back to calm. I will also send you an invitation to the More Mojo for Mums chat group on Facebook, a fantastic group of women who we're all just supporting each other and holding ourselves up. So go visit moremojoformums.co.uk.